Peyton Manning has an opportunity to set two NFL records against his former team when the Broncos take on the Colts. And now we're very honored to be joined by Mr. Jim Nance, who will be calling the game for CBS. You've covered Peyton for so long. What do you think this game means to him?
And we just finished meeting with him, and he's not going to talk about these records. You know, it's all about trying to get the win. And, of course, the win brings on a record if he does walk off the field on top tomorrow. 187 it would be, breaking the Favre record that he shares right now. So, you know, at this point of his career, every time you get the W, he's getting one step closer to why he's still playing, and that's to get this team to the Super Bowl and ultimately to win the Super Bowl. So I'm going to be harping a lot more on the pass yardage record and all the things that this means to him coming back to Indianapolis and in a building that you could argue he helped, you know, create and build, because if it wasn't for Peyton, you know, this franchise, who knows where they would have been. So, yeah, we'll talk it up. Peyton's going to downplay it like all the great ones do. They're not going to make a big fuss about this. Right now it's all about just trying to get the win.
Well, and while we have you here, I wanted to ask you something about you, something you wrote about in your book, Always by My Side, about how you have the Super Bowl coming up on CBS, then you have the Final Four, and then the Masters. Yeah. Do you have a favorite?
No. You know, it's, man, it gets a little overwhelming hearing you say that, but because that's all in 63 days, those three glorious events. I'm going to enjoy every single one of them. For me, this will be, of course, extra special. It's Super Bowl 50. It's taking place about 77.4 miles from my front door, because I live in Northern California, just south of the stadium. And it's such an honor to be given that assignment. You know, that's such a milestone event, the 50th Super Bowl. I'll tell you this short story. When we got back into the NFL, and I used to be a part of the old NFL on CBS, and, you know, CBS was the original NFL broadcast partner, and then in 93 we lost it at the end of that season to Fox, the NFC package. Sat on the sidelines for 4 years. I was off doing college football games, including Peyton's games. You know, I did Peyton's last college game, for example, in the Orange Bowl against Nebraska. But anyway, we get back into the league. It coincides with Peyton's arrival in 98. The day that we found out we were getting the NFL back, I started doing the calculation within seconds, right on the spot. And I said, wait a minute, I'm going to stay on this three-network rotation with CBS, Fox, and NBC. Hey, we should have Super Bowl 50 all the way down the road in 2016. That should be ours if I've got this right. And it just goes to show you, on the spot, my mind was already gearing up toward that milestone event, hoping by, some way, shape, or form, I could be there to be a part of that broadcast. So it's a thrill. And to have the trifecta, I've gone through it several times over now. This is not the first time. It's my sixth time being involved in the Super Bowl broadcast. And I've done 30 Final Fours and 30 Masters. I hate to name which one's my favorite. It's like asking a parent which one's your favorite child. So they're all extra special to me.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for joining that story. We appreciate it. We're honored to be joined by Mr. Jim Nance. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.